In 1848, something unusual happened. After an exceptionally cold winter, the water over Niagara Falls dried up. Some people thought it was the end of the world, the first harbinger of a worldwide disaster. Turns out the water was just frozen, and by the spring, the falls were back to normal again. Groucho Marx grew up on the Upper East Side of Manhattan at the turn of the century. Back then, it wasn't the landing spot for the rich and famous like it is today. Far from it. These turn-of-the-century buildings were full of immigrants from all over. And that early cultural exposure shaped Groucho's perception of the human comedy. The 1920s, known as the Jazz Age, remains one of the most glamorous and infamous decades in New York's cultural history. Of course, there was that amazing music, with jazz pioneers like Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington lighting up the clubs. But there was a darker side, the emerging influence of organized crime. For most of human history, families never moved away from each other, and for a good reason. They couldn't. Before the Industrial Revolution, it would have been inconceivable for someone to leave their family to get a job in a distant city. As a result, the family unit was the irreducible building block of social life.